When presidents invoke national security, they usually get their way. That was true throughout U.S. history until recently, as Donald Trump discovered with his travel ban. NPR's Greg Myrie explains.
When Franklin D. Roosevelt put Japanese Americans in internment camps, the Supreme Court upheld his decision. When George W. Bush ordered extra vetting for men from Muslim countries after the September 11 attacks, the plan faced little resistance. Yet President Trump's immigration freeze has been greeted with pushback from the public, the Congress, and courts that have ruled against him. Why the radically different response today? The president has a theory.
Courts seem to be so political.
Many analysts cite three reasons of their own. First, the courts are now much more assertive on national security questions. Second, the U.S. has been largely successful in preventing terror attacks at home. And third, national security now tends to divide rather than unite. Muzaffar Chishti with the Migration Policy Institute recalls the climate when immigration measures were ramped up 15 years ago.
We could not, after 9/11, find a single judge in the country who was receptive to seeing a challenge to those actions. They were all seen as justified in the name of national security.
That's changed, as Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer noted in his 2015 book, The Court and the World. Breyer cited cases dating back to Abraham Lincoln and the Civil War where presidents claimed that national security trumped civil liberties and often prevailed. But, he writes, quote, today's court will be more engaged when security efforts clash with other constitutional guarantees. The court, he argues, has moved from an attitude of deference to one of scrutiny, which takes us to reason number two, success against terrorism. Since 2001, the U.S. has built a large and largely effective counterterrorism network. Daniel Byman studies terrorism at Georgetown University and the Brookings Institution.
There are enough people who believe the system has kept us reasonably safe that there's a lot of skepticism when people call for dramatic new actions in the name of national security.
Monitoring groups that track terrorism say that since 2001, radicalized Muslims have carried out fewer than 10 deadly attacks with fewer than 100 deaths in the U.S. And as Byman notes, almost all the attackers were homegrown.
If you look at those who have been arrested for suspicions of being linked to the Islamic State, for example, the vast majority have been American citizens.
Which leads to reason number three, politics. Trump warns of a heightened terror threat and points to the turbulent nature of the countries named in his executive order. But he hasn't provided evidence of a specific threat, and this has prompted critics to accuse him of politicizing national security. The president's immigration ban, his feud with the courts, his claims that torture works are moves that play well with his base. But Chishti from the Migration Policy Institute says Trump's order doesn't take into account all the measures that have made the country safer.
We have spent money. We have built staff. We have built databases, which now gives U.S. much more information about terrorist activities and suspicions of terrorism than we ever had.
Trump will take a second crack at the immigration question when he issues a new executive order that he's now promised for next week. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.